This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm John Itzty. By any measure, Dame Judi Dench is among the greatest actors of our time. Her stage performances have spanned works from Shakespeare to Sondheim. American audiences probably know her best for her movie roles. She won an Oscar for her portrayal of Elizabeth I in Shakespeare in Love. Since 1995, she's played M, 007's boss in the James Bond franchise. She received critical acclaim and multiple award nominations for her portrayal of a scary, manipulative schoolteacher in Notes from a Scandal. On Sunday, May 4th, we'll be able to see her on PBS in a very different role in a new masterpiece series, Cranford.
Ladies, it is time for a change.
A change? Do you plan to retire from practice?
I do not, Miss Matty. But my cousin's son, Dr. Harrison, is to join me here in Cranford.
Well, have you the leisure to speak to all of your patients in person before the new young gentleman arrives?
Dame Judi Dench in a scene from Cranford, and she joins us from NPR West. Welcome. It's an honor to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you, John, very much.
Let's talk first about Cranford, which is based on a novel by Elizabeth Gaskell. It's about life in an English village in the 1840s, and it's been described as having the romantic flair of Jane Austen and the class consciousness of Charles Dickens.
I think it is all those things, and what it has is also a quality of being unexpected. Nobody quite knows what's going to happen next.
I've had a chance to see the first episode, and it's really wonderful, full of gossip and romances. A new doctor comes to town and sets hearts all a-twitter. But there are some more sober themes, too, involving change and technology and threats to tradition and social order.
Yes, it's really about the onset of the Industrial Revolution and people resisting change. And people, of course, trying to find everybody else's business, knowing everybody else's business. And, of course, the appeal of Cranford is that we, I think, have lost that feeling of a community all being together and, of course, irritatingly wanting to know that what everybody's business is.
Now, in Cranford, you play Matilda Jenkins, or Maddie, the younger of two unmarried sisters, although we do find out that she was in love with someone as a young woman.
Miss Matilda Jenkins.
Should never have known you.
I could never have mistaken you, Mr. Holbrook.
You're well and happy, I hope.
Always well and happy.
There are several other instances of that melancholy condition in this series, unrequited love. It's a very powerful emotion and a role that you've played oftentimes, actually.
I suppose I have, yes.
Do you find that a difficult thing to approach as an actress?
I had a very, very happy marriage for 30 years. So you have to use what you observe in other people and what you've experienced yourself. And I always believe that for actors, we completely subconsciously have an enormous camera inside our heads which is able to record certain instances and certain things that happen to us that goes into a kind of larder that you have inside.
You've done so much in your career. What have you enjoyed most?
Oh, just being employed for 51 years and working with friends. My first love is the theatre and Shakespeare plays. And there have been glorious highs of those. I mean, being cast as Cleopatra came as a huge surprise to me, partly because everybody thought I was so unsuitably cast.
Why would you not have been suitable for that?
Well, because I'm 5'1¾", and I'm not what everybody would think of as Cleopatra, but in the theatre you can fool people, really, in a way.
Sort of on the other end of the spectrum is James Bond, and there's another Bond film coming out in November, and you'll be in it.
Yes, I've just come back from Panama. I haven't often been out of my office as M.
Now, M is 007's boss, and it had always been a male role up until you started playing, right?
Yes, it was. This is the sixth I've done. GoldenEye was so wonderfully written, I had a lot of rather cutting remarks to Pierce.
You don't like me, Bond. You don't like my methods. You think I'm an accountant. A bean counter, more interested in my numbers than your instincts.
The thought had occurred to me.
Good. Because I think you're a sexist, misogynist dinosaur. a relic of the Cold War. If you think for one moment I don't have the balls to send a man out to die, your instincts are dead wrong.
That was fun to do.
There's another character that starts with the letter M that you've played, a mouse, whose name is Miss Lily, Russian dance instructor.
Absolutely, and my daughter plays Angelina.
Angelina Ballerina.
Yes, right. That's my daughter, Finty Williams.
Oh, really? I didn't
yes,
know that.
Yes, that's Finty, and I'm the dancing teacher, the mouse. That goes down very well with people of four.
Oh, darling!
Miss Lily!
I have the most wonderful news. Of course, it will mean staying over next Saturday night with Queen Seraphina and the lovely Princess Valentine, whom I haven't seen in ages.
Oh. And you have a Russian accent.
Yes, I do. Rather questionable Russian accent, I think.
One of the things that you've done is that you've managed to overcome the age hurdle that a lot of actresses haven't managed to do. You've been acting since the 1950s, but you're still very busy with terrific roles. And I wonder what the secret is.
Oh, I wish I knew, John. But I'm bad at turning things down, and still to this day I don't read scripts. It really is a question of who asks me and who I'm going to be involved with. And the ideal, if you're lucky enough, is to be able to do the most different thing after doing a part that it could possibly be.
What is the toughest role that you've played?
Oh, I live in fear, leaping from fear to fear. Because when I've come to doing a new part, I thought, oh yes, I think I probably have the kind of backup in my mind to be able to tackle this part. And everything I've ever done throws up some difficulty. I found Notes on a Scandal quite difficult to do because I have a fear of a lot of school children together and that kind of noise of a school. Not because, actually, of anything in my past, but I just am unnerved by a whole lot of school. So that was the very first day we were in the school in the north of London. And there were real school children whirling about everywhere. I was very nervous indeed.
Enough! Outside! Now!
Why were they fighting, Mrs. Hart?
The motive was unclear.
Davis, I know, you're a little...
Quite fun. Good for her character.
I was just thinking that.
Made me a bit spiky, yes.
Yes. Yeah. How about right now? What are you working on now? Do you have projects going?
Well, we're going to do more of Cranford for the Christmas after next. And I'm going to, hopefully, do the film of Nine, of, you know, Fellini's 8½, with Rob Marshall.
Can't wait to see it.
No. Can you hear the fear? Is it coming right at you from over here?
You know, that amazes me so much, to think that you have fears. I mean, you master these roles in a way that we can't imagine that you're ever afraid of them.
I have to push myself to that real edge of fear, like the first day you come to read the script. That can be a bit of a facer, mm-hmm. But there's something in me that requires that.
Dame Judi Dench will be appearing in the PBS series Cranford starting May 4th. She joined us from our studios at NPR West. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John, very much indeed.
And you'll find scenes from Cranford and excerpts from one of the books it's based on at npr.org.